Welcome to WMFO in Medford. It's studio break time. You just listened to Jupiter 4, which is Sharon Van Etten's newest single. Gonna keep on chugging here.
Ooh, ooh, I got the groove. Ooh, ooh.
that last one was All the Same by Teen. And before that, a new one from Kate Renata called Chances featuring Shay Leah. It is my sister's birthday today, which is super exciting. She's turning 18 years old. And I was thinking about dedicating this whole show to her, but I don't think I can do that because she listens to mostly explicit music. But I might go in and try to find a clean version of a fun little ditty that we listened to a bunch together over Thanksgiving break. So happy birthday, Emma, and keep on listening.
Easily, suddenly you don't. como crujía. Antes de caerse al suelo, ya sabía que se rompía. Está parpadeando la luz del descansillo. Una voz de la escalera, alguien cruzando el pasillo. Malamente, sí, sí. Ponte que la acera.
Mira, 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 mira.
Cuanto más quiero cruzarlo,
va.
Más se mueve y tambalea.
That was Malamente by Rosalia. Before that, Easily by Grimes. She just came out with a new song, and she has a new album on the way soon, so that's very exciting. We have a caller on air who I'm going to attempt to put on. Oh, that worked. This is my sister Emma. Say hi, Emma.
Hi.
Like I said, it's her 18th birthday, so I told her to call in and request a song. What would you like to say to your fans, Emma?
Thanks for supporting my sister. You know what song I want you to play.
Well, will you tell the people?
I'll tell the people. Talayla's album of remixes. Waiting
with K Trinata. With the K Trinata remix.
Yes.
The other option was I Am the Grinch by Tyler the Creator. Which honestly, maybe I'll play because I have my last song is another Christmas themed song. But it's usually. What, Em?
It's the holiday spirit.
You want to play the Grinch?
You can play whichever you feel.
I feel like the Grinch represents what you listen to more.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen to more rap.
Not always, but sure.
Wait, what's it called? Whoville? No.
No, I Am the Grinch.
It's not on that album, or... I Am the Grinch.
Am I still on air?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, you are still on air.
Hey.
All right, here is Emma's request. I Am the Grinch by Tyler the Creator featuring Fletcher Jones. Here we go.
I'm the Grinch, Cindy Lou Who. I live in Whoville, who are you? I got a dog, his name is Max. He coughed in my cup, that is a fact. I was a snow, ain't need no coat. Max put that sled off with they head. I don't like love, I don't like fun. When I'm around,
that's eyes on them. That's eyes on them.
25 days in a month. 25 days in enough where I don't give a.
Wait a minute.
25 days, got the lock with the chain at the door. Don't knock, no gifts over here. I don't smell nothing in the air. You can take that over there, and I don't really care. Tell your homeboy in a red suit to chill before I bang him from Louisville. I ain't playing with you.
11 days coming up, 25 ain't enough, yeah. Just hope you have a Merry Christmas, yeah. Jingle bells, can you hear them bells? There's some jingle bells in the front, yeah. Just hope you have
25 days in a month. 25 days in enough where I don't give a. 25 days, got the lock with the chain at the door. Don't knock, no gifts over here. I'm the Grinch.
Hey, how you doing? You scum, it's a pleasure to meet.
I'm the Grinch.
I'm here to ruin your day, this will end in defeat.
I'm the Grinch.
I get to ride and around.
I'm the Grinch.
That's what they call me when they talk about me around the town. That's me. Hello. Nice to meet you.
I'm actually becoming a bigger fan of Christmas songs as artists are getting more creative with them. Normally they make me want to die and never listen to music again, but some artists are really, they're embracing the holiday spirit in a new way and not just covering the oldies and doing some new stuff. So Tyler the Creator there got us into the Christmas spirit with a kid friendly tune. And for my last song before Drew pops on, I'm going to play Christmas Song by Phoebe Bridgers. The backing vocals are by Jackson Brown, which is pretty incredible. And the song is beautiful and makes me cry in the shower, which generally Christmas songs don't do. So take a listen. I hope you like it as much as I do. Here we go.
To be lonesome, it's so easy to.
I have a fun PSA to read to you. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. It doesn't really matter.
Did you say teaching or touching?
Teaching.
Oh, okay. Great, never mind.
Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Is there a motherhood.gov?
I was gonna say ironic with you reading it.
Yeah, that was the point. That's what I was aiming for, Drew. You can talk into the mic if you want to talk.
I think it's better if I'm just echoed from yours.
It's so weird.
See, but when the mic's here, then I don't feel like talking.
Oh, you get shy. Here, plug in your aux cord, Drew. I think Drew's gonna keep the holiday spirit rolling. Oh, he was going to play it last week.
It's going to be quite the change.
Well, yeah, actually, the two Christmas songs... Yeah, there's zero continuity here. The two Christmas songs that I just played perfectly encapsulates the difference between my sister's music taste and my music taste. They're both Christmas songs, but they're super different.
Super
duper. Also, speaking of Christmas and holidays... There are three houses on my street that are decorated for the holidays, and one of them is a light-up nativity scene.
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah, it's really a whole lot.
Get some Christmas lights, a tree.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
They also have Christmas lights, but they're super, super overwhelming and not really, like, nice to look at. And then the house next to them has, like, a really fun Snoopy blow-up thing, which is cute because it's, like, non-denominational. And some snowflakes,
yeah,
which is
a nice little blow up jumbo out front.
Oh, that's cute. I haven't walked past your house.
Whit, I think Whit had it for some reason, and he made a donation.
Oh, that's nice. The favorite one on my street, though, is they just have these two wreaths and then like lights that are in loops on either side of the wreaths, and it's hanging on the balcony or the side of the balcony, and it looks really nice. And I don't think it's gonna snow before we leave, but it would look so pretty in the snow.
Yeah, that's true.
When do you get a Christmas tree, Drew?
Like at home or here?
At home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to visit your house to see it.
I'm guessing you don't get a Christmas tree.
Well, I grew up with one, and then my family suddenly decided they didn't want to do Christmas trees anymore because we're Jewish. But you can't raise a child with traditions and then just rip it away from them.
It's kind of like life. Oh, shit. Was something playing?
No. I think you're hearing things.
No, it was playing.
You also cursed on air, Drew.
Did I? No, it doesn't me.
But anyway, Christmas trees are a pagan tradition anyway.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. To celebrate the greenery and stuff. Except I don't think they really cut down the trees. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds kind of ironic. Let's celebrate this thing.
Right,
by killing
it.
But honestly, it wouldn't be the first time.
Ooh. Dark Histories featuring Drew Cortland.
Also, we're at it. You know, I'm pretty sure pagan is like a... what's the word I'm looking for? Damn, I'm getting stupid.
Are you thinking of a Satan type thing?
Like, it's like an insult, basically.
Saying someone's a pagan?
Like, technically, I think it is.
That's because we're from, like, a Christian...
No. Not like, oh, you're a pagan, but, like, it's just used, like... negatively to refer to like a bunch of religions that like weren't formalized beforehand. Hold on, let me see. Because it's basically like,
oh, I see what you're saying. It's lumping together a bunch of traditions that aren't actually the same.
Right, and like originally, I think it was used. So it's like the definition is like a person holding religious beliefs other than like the main world religions. And I think like originally,
gotcha.
The Abrahamic religions came around. They use like pagan to refer to like people basically as like unevolved or uneducated or something like that.
Oh, interesting. Well, I use it with all of the love in the world now. But it's true, there are a bunch of different pagan traditions. I mean, you had all these, like, German traditions and...
Yeah.
From all over the world.
It was a pejorative term for the same polytheistic group implying its inferiority. So I guess it was kind of like... taking a stab at polytheism as opposed to like
monotheism.
The more you know.
It truly. Well, let's reclaim pagan.
Let's do it.
Because I don't know. I think it's cool to believe in not even different gods necessarily, but different like parts that rule over the world, or just like separating the world into different segments, which is what polytheism does, but it like attributes humans to it.
What do you mean, like elaborate? I'm confused.
Instead of just saying like, oh, there's one god that rules over everything, there are multiple gods or beings that
right.
have interest in one specific thing. So like for the Greek gods, for example, they all had their dominions.
Like goddess of like fertility.
Yeah, like, yeah, like that. Yeah. So I think that's interesting because then there's more stories.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. Then you gotta come up with three gods. Gods of, you don't have to name them, but like, what would they be the god of?
I have to think. I have to create them.
Right now.
I don't think I can do that.
Okay.
Do you have any on your?
Okay.
There is one. Isn't that like Hermes because he has wings and flies around and
see.
Well, because all those old gods and goddesses got modernized, or I assume they've been sort of modernized.
Yeah, I don't know. What is he though?
But I don't think people really believe in that. I don't know, I think it's just sort of stories that people tell now.
Yeah, but it is more entertaining.
It's so interesting. I read Greek mythology. Well, this is going to be a little ironic, but I read Greek mythology to fall asleep. So it's super interesting, but it also puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I've reread the same Greek mythology book a billion times probably and can't fully remember any of the stories because I fall asleep halfway. And then the next night I just start a new one because I.
Well, this isn't working.
Right? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hermes was constantly associated with the protection of cattle and sheep.
Okay, I was so wrong.
Super wrong.
There you go.
Check one for me. New god.
Did you Google god of transportation or movement? Because I bet that exists.
I bet she has a boring name.
These microphones really pick everything up.
Oh, okay. So here's a different thing, which is Wikipedia, so I trust it more. Say that Hermes is the god of trade, heraldry, merchant, commerce, roads, sports, travelers, and athletes. So,
ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Point for Lilia. Thanks for listening to religious talk with us. Let's go back to the music.
Let's do it.
You ready, Drew?
More festive music.
Here we go.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall,
what's that?
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Come on! Come on!
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
what's that?
Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh?
azotarte sol. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón. Llévame lo, solo azotarte sol. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón. Llévame lo. 2 days till I'm back on the road and I'm on you. I hear you calling me, so come on to me tonight. No time to be worried about what we wanna do. Just take care of me, I'll let you take the lead. Coming over to me, so I'll see you go through a deal. Don't let the city break your heart. Conmigo no tienes que hablar. Llévame a soltarte sol. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón. Llévame lo, solo a soltarte sol. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón. Llévame lo. No room to be falling for you without honesty. Don't be scared of me. To where you wanna be. Tonight it's alright. Alright, for the meantime, if I have to wait, I'll be patient, babe. Coming overnight. So I see who thought to. Don't let the city break your heart. Conmigo no tienes que hablar. Yo me hizo tarde solo. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón. Llévame lo, solo soltarte sol. Llévame donde te lleve mi corazón. Llévame lo.
Wind it up slow for me. Pick it up. Wind it up slow for me. Pick it up.
Of hugs, and I hope to see you very soon.
Diamonds snow on Sunday morning. Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew.